1 and a quarter, 6,400 feet. Of course, following the road is going to be a lot farther, but.
Yeah, I like the way the crow flies.
Yeah.
That would be my concern. But it's pretty rough terrain, is it not? It's wooded and stuff until you get to.
Yeah, because all around Timber Lake Road's pretty wooded. And you have a few little subdivisions along Timber Lake.
And all of that.
Then they have all Kennecuck. This is all Kennecuck. This parcel is.
All that wooded section in there, in that area, has there been anybody else come forth wanting to rezone?
No, I haven't been in conversation with anybody. In this area, the only parcel that we've had calls on is a parcel that you get off of 76 to Candlestick at the back end of this. It's in this area here somewhere. There's a larger wooded parcel that some people have talked about possibly doing nightly rental. But it's access from.
From East 76?
Yeah. Right here. I am still not even finding it. But in that area, that's the only parcel that we've had calls on that's, I guess, for sale. I guess it's even right in here, actually. It's just, I don't think wooded, that one and this one. That'd be south of your South Fork and North Fork.
I guess I'm a little confused on why there's an issue with my property, but if you just approve the property directly down the street.
I don't believe they, oh, just approved across the road?
Yes.
Down the street. Everything, just one commissioner talking, everything around that is in that same zoning class. Everything on this side is.
Right next to the other nightly rental, the agricultural and. I understand there's plans for the property next to it too, but I don't know that. That's what the owner told me.
What property next to you?
The one directly. To the right, yeah.
That property?
Yes.
You said you spoke to that individual?
Oh, yeah. Conversation. They brought it up. 11 unit development was, has been planned for some time. I don't know the exact amount.
Scott, I can't see it, but is that who I'm thinking it is? Well.
So if I knew the, I don't want to get too much into it. That's just what I was told at the last meeting. Last.
You was told that to be a Z meeting?
What, I was told at the meeting that there was plans for 11 unit development there and have been for.
She came to me before the meeting and was interested in possibly doing something similar when she left my office.
Yeah.
and came to me afterwards.
Correct.
Quite concerned. And
yeah.
About
we have had a discussion, and it was quite the discussion, and I was apologized to you a couple of days later. So. But I don't know. I feel like if you talked to her now, maybe a lot of her fears would have been alleviated. But I don't know. With conversations. I can just speak to the conversations I've had. And I know she also is doing 2 monthly rentals. the property that borders the lake.
A monthly rental is totally different than a nightly rental. The laws are totally different.
That's why I'm able to get rezoned, so I'm within the laws.
A monthly rental is residential.
Yes, I understand. Like I said, most of the people on Lakeshore Drive have a property in some way from their property. I just like the opportunity to do the same. That's why I'm here. It kind of seems like some people feel that they're allowed to do that back there, but someone like me is not. From what I've been told.
I don't understand.
Well, you're telling me a person came and complained, but they're planning on doing the exact same thing. So they can do it, but I can't for whatever reason. I'm a little confused on why that is.
I'm looking at the residential, the zoning that's residential all around the property, back through the major subdivisions where have many people. And we declined nightly rental back in that subdivision also. And this happened, what you're talking about, before zoning went in.
I'm not in the subdivision now.
No, you're not.
Is there any further discussion with the petitioner?
I don't have it.
No. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Is anyone here in remonstrance or in opposition to the petition? Come forward.
Scott, once it's approved for NR1, and they do have to go to the sewer department to so many square feet per. So if they go into 3 or 4 there, they don't need to come back to you. Do they ever need to come back to you anymore? They just follow the requirements of the sewer department.
If they came in to get a construction permit, it'd be a commercial construction permit. With that permit, we need a fire permit number and a wastewater, whether it be septic or sewer. In this case, they'd have to bring us in a sewer permit. So they'd have to have the sewer approval and the fire department permit in place, which means they're working with them, before we can issue the building permit. But there's no other... besides setbacks, I mean, we'd have to look at the setbacks.
But you would be aware if there were more than 3 went up there then?
Well, we'd get a permit for every structure that was built, correct.
Thank you.
As far as I understand, the county has to do the capacity,
analysis.
Yeah.
I have no questions.
No. Any further questions?
Sheila, were you asking if they could put in more than the one or the two?
Three. Well, he's talking three, the way I heard him. He and his son and the one down below. And so I was concerned on partly the road going up there. The county could never take, and you know, if you get more than three, it's rough, it's steep.
Going
the road going to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And two, existing utilities, if I get that other property, I'll have existing utilities, two grinder pumps, and a shared well for two spots of electricity.
On the parcel that's before us now, your plan is one.
Correct. Yes.
I heard him say two.
On the parcel that he has under contract.
The parcel before us now.
Is one.
Correct.
The parcel that he has under contract would be the second.
Yeah. I don't plan on doing any. I just want to use the existing utilities that were there. I don't plan on tying in anymore. I don't plan on tying in any more grinder pumps.
I'm assuming.
So, but this is just the one with the property under contract. That would be another one.
I'm assuming that the one that's under contract, you would then come before us and ask for a zoning change there as well.
That'd be the plan.
So that's what I think with the second would be coming. On the parcel, what he's talking about now, he's saying one.
Okay, now I heard two. I heard you say one for you and your son. The one that's under contract.
I don't believe
contract.
I said my son. I mentioned my son. I told Sharon that the one down there I want to buy and put a, if I get it, I would put a cabin there. My son's only 12, so when he is old enough to live there, he can. But until then, we would probably rent it out.
I don't know. My son's 13. Sometimes I want to kick him.
What I had heard you say before was the one that you're asking to be rezoned, the max that you thought would be two. One, you wanted one for when you retired and perhaps another one.
And I'm not, I don't recall him saying anything about a son in this meeting. So I don't,
yeah.
I don't know what's been said in other meetings.
I think I was listening to the tape.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, yeah. So the one, it's always been.
Regardless, my question is Scott, how many can he put in after this meeting? I think the concern that I'm hearing is after this meeting, it's changed to the NR1. If it were to be changed to NR1, how many could he put in then at that time? And it comes back to what the sewer allows with capacity.
The checkpoints he's talking about. He could come in for a construction permit.
Right. But he could put in 20 if the capacity is there.
Correct.
And your concern is you don't want, we're taking him at his word that he'll put in one. But the concern is he could put in 20 if the capacity is. I mean, is that? I'm trying to figure out what the concerns are.
Mm-hmm. Actually, security for the neighborhood, and we can't address that. That's going to have to be. I mean, not that we can't address it, but we have been let know what goes on with nightly rentals in secluded areas and so forth, and what could be. And the laws are changing in what's being allowed to go. And they'll be up on the ballot again to change them even more.
Right. And I'm all for any restrictions. Like, I don't think people should be allowed to put, like, the number was 40 units or something in the last meeting. Like, I'm all for that. And I would, you know, if you guys have any questions on my experiences with this process or any, you know, feel free to ask. And, you know, you guys have my number.
I think what Ms. Wyatt's concerned about or what she's voicing about is there's recent light that's showing that nightly rentals are used for illegal activity. So not necessarily by the owner of the nightly rental, but the people that are leasing or renting the nightly rental.
Okay.
So I think that is what, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what you're saying there's some concerns about because of the seclusion. I don't know if that should or could be taken into consideration on a zoning change on its own. With it being close to residential, then that's a little bit different. I don't know the answer. I think that's what she's talking about.
Okay.
I believe there's a national story right now that an incident that happened in a nightly rental where somebody was killed. Is that correct?
Well, you want to go over numbers of hotels that...